The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 20 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Cedric Gala, and here are today's headlines. Dead heat in the race for mayor. Will some anti-vax protests be banned? And daycare workers are still hoping to avoid a strike. It's looking like the election season may never end, with municipal candidates going head-to-head this November. Le Devoir's newest Léger poll shows Valérie Plante and Denis Coderre neck and neck. Reporter Talia Cliot is live in studio with me. Talia, how close is it?
So Denis Coderre has 37% of the votes. He's leading, and Valérie Plante follows close second with 36% of the votes. There are two new candidates who are also doing pretty well. Valorama Holness of Mouvement Montréal has 8% of the votes, and Marc-Antoine Desjardins of Ralliement pour Montréal has 5% of votes. That leaves 14% still undecided, and it is early.
So you had the chance to speak with Holness. How does he plan to encourage votes for his party?
So he prides himself on his platform of the everyday Montrealer. He has a strong response to the housing crisis. He wants to help small businesses and also take care of the environment. He hopes to take the undecided votes as more people find out about the party. He's especially hoping for more media coverage on the French side.
We don't always get the same exposure as Valérie Plante or Denis Coderre. I think with the same exposure, we are well within the double digit.
What can we expect as the election campaign continues?
So political commentator Ethan Cox says that we can expect to hear a lot about the housing crisis and policing. But he says also that the poll results this early are very inconclusive.
Obviously, we've just come out of a federal election campaign where nobody was paying attention to the municipal campaign at all. And so I think now we're going to start to see a bit more movement.
Thank you, Talia. Today marks the second day of hearings for Bill 96, a law that seeks to protect the French language. Today, demographer Patrick Sabourin will be speaking, followed by sociologist Guy Rocher, who participated in writing Bill 101. Yesterday's hearing was marked by heated testimonies. Former Parti Québécois Minister Louise Arel criticized English media, saying, quote, "We can't exactly say the Anglophone media of Montreal displays openness in the promotion of French." A few anti-vaccine protests were staged outside schools and hospitals over the last week, and parents confronted protesters outside a Montreal school yesterday. Now, Premier Legault is warning that anti-vax protests outside schools and hospitals may be banned. Nadia Trudel has the story for us.
The CAQ and Liberals seem to finally agree on something. The leader of the opposition, Dominique Anglade, had some strong words at this morning's press conference.
If, as a mother, I was to be in front of the school of my child and I would see an anti-vax intimidating my child, I don't know what I would say, but I don't think I can repeat this on TV.
Anglade's colleague, Marois Risky, the official opposition critic for education, wrote a bill which was presented yesterday.
Believe it or not, I was married on Saturday. On Monday morning, I didn't go to any honeymoon. I was reading this bill.
The Liberals are hoping they can pass the bill by the end of the week. But would it be legal for the government to ban anti-vax protests outside schools? Ethan Cox, a political commentator for MRTV Montreal, had this to say.
Restrictions on charter rights have to be justifiable in a free and fair society, and that's the test. So I think something like this, like a ban on protests outside of abortion clinics, might be seen as justifiable or reasonable.
Nadia Trudel, Concordia News.
A study made by the government of Israel shows that 11% of children have lasting symptoms of COVID-19 weeks after catching it, with some of them even reporting symptoms upward of 6 months after their illness. This has been referred to as the post-COVID syndrome. Due to that, pediatric doctors are concerned with the safety of children as the daily cases are growing more and more. Post-COVID syndrome is understudied, but it seems to be affecting both children and adults. Montreal police arrested four teenagers that allegedly planned to attack their high school with explosives and firearms on September 3rd. However, the teenagers did not have any firearms and explosives in their possession, but, according to authorities, their discussions were concerning enough for them to be arrested. Two of them appeared in youth court yesterday. They were accused of death threats and aggravated assaults. Allegedly, their defense was that it was a bad joke. Looks like we are heading towards a six-day strike for daycare centers across Quebec. To put more pressure on the government, a petition signed by 5,000 daycare workers will be handed to them later today. Here's Maggie McDonald with more.
The FIPEQ daycare union has 95% for a six-day strike mandate, but they don't want to use this type of action. Here's what Valérie Grenon, president of the union, had to say. We love our work. It's the most wonderful job in the world. We take care of the development of children from 0 to 5 years old. We take care of Quebec's future. Unfortunately, they feel like they have no choice but to put pressure on the government before they end up losing too many workers. We must not forget that our professionals have been forgotten years after years. The Parti Québécois says that they support the daycare workers in their fight for a higher salary and better working conditions. They will be the ones handing the petition to the government later today. The government must be present for daycare workers of Quebec, because it means being present for our little ones and being present for the parents of Quebec. The workers have been without a contract for 18 months, and a strike may be held as early as this Friday. Maggie McDonald, NDJ, Concordia News.
For arts, festival season is hitting Montreal late this year. A Sex and the City regular passed away. And surprising news from Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Mackenzie Sanchez is here for all our arts news.
Oh, honey, I'd do anything to get rid of this rat trap.
That's what I like, a motivated seller. It's all a matter of technique. For starters, let's try and set the proper mood.
Oh, good idea.
Actress Cassandra Peterson, known for her role as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, came out at 70 years old. Her memoir, Yours Cruelly, was launched yesterday. The book reveals she had a 19-year relationship with a woman. She discusses other encounters and sexual assault. Turns out the Mistress of the Dark had more secrets up her sleeve. The hit TVA show Figures started airing in France. It apparently stayed true to the original from Quebec.
Life is more manageable when thought of as a scavenger hunt as opposed to a surprise party.
Beloved actor Willie Garson passed away yesterday at the age of 57. He'd been struggling with pancreatic cancer. His son announced his death in a heartfelt Instagram post. Garson was known for his role as Stanford Blatch in Sex and the City. He also played Motsy in White Collars. Hollywood speculates the idea of a female James Bond. The original James Bond, Daniel Craig, is against it. However, he still hopes to see a woman get a similar franchise.
We were dealing with racism. We were dealing with not having a voice. Running became...
That was an excerpt from With Drawn Arms by Glenn Kano. It'll be the opening film to the Montreal Black Film Festival tonight. Dozens of films discuss racism and the life as a black person in Canada. Various prizes are on the line for the black artists and creators. The festival ends on October 3rd.
Call me later. Zoomer just hitting the block. Gotta get a little whip before I get to the wops. Do it like the girls hold you into a box. Gotta gobble up the geese so you never get clocked out.
Cakes the Killa will be present at another festival that's starting today. The Pop Montreal Festival will include concerts, films, flea markets, and art exhibitions all over Montreal. The festival also has a section called Pop Kids that offers children-friendly cultural activities. The festival gives a platform to international and local artists. Finally, we have a cautionary tale from Nicole Richie, who celebrated her 40th birthday yesterday. While blowing out the candles, her hair caught fire. What a good start to her 40s.
Thank you, Mackenzie. So, Northern Lights, a famous spatial event that marks the Arctic sky with greenish light beams, have been subject to an age-old debate. Do the Northern Lights make noise? Experts and local indigenous communities alike have been trying to figure out for a while now, but a Finnish study has finally put an end to this question. The answer is yes, they do make noise. One of the researchers was able to record a clapping sound made by Northern Lights 70 meters above ground level. For weather, we get one more unseasonably warm day tomorrow with lots of sunshine and a high of 26 degrees. After that, temperatures go down to more normal highs of 19 or 20 degrees right through the weekend. We're looking at rain on Friday, but the sun should return for Saturday and Sunday. That's the news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Cedric Gala.